There's a new version of Blithe Spirit. Obviously, you know, everyone knows the David Lean version adapted from the Noel Coward play in 1945, Margaret Rutherford, Kay Hammond, Rex Harrison. So this is like a new version that kind of adds a certain degree of modernity, but still basically keeps the kind of skeleton of the original. So the story is that a sort of an apparently charlatan medium conjures up the ghost of the main character's ex-wife. He is now married to somebody else, and he gets her in to do a séance because he's a writer and he's blocked, and he doesn't think that she can actually conjure ghosts, and for that matter, neither does she. The new cast is Dame Judi Dench, Leslie Mann, Dan Stevens, Isla Fisher. Here's a clip.
It appears that someone wishes to speak to you, Mr. Condamine. Do you know anyone who has recently passed over to the other side?
Only my old literary agent, but it's unlikely he'd make contact. He died owing me a fortune in royalties.
Are you Mr. Condamine's literary agent? No. I'm afraid we've drawn a blank. Is there anyone on the other side you think of often?
And of course, yes, there is, but you know, he doesn't want to fess up to it. The thing about this is this: originally, this was going to be a theatrical release, a cinema release, and then what with one thing and another, it's now ended up coming to Sky Cinema. To be honest with you, I can't really imagine it ever having been a big theatrical hit. It is a sort of fairly lackluster. It's okay. I mean, you've got, you know, with a cast of that standard, it's not going to be terrible. An awful lot of it does come down to just the repeated joke about him being able to see his deceased wife while other people can't. So he's talking to her and other people think that he's talking to them. It doesn't have any of the kind of class or wit or pizzazz of the 1940s version. I mean, famously, Noel Coward apparently said to David Lean, you know, just photograph it, because he thought it was kind of perfect and didn't like anything being changed about it at all. And in the case of this, like I said, there is a certain attempt to make it have a slightly more modern edge, but in the end, it does feel like a TV movie redo of a film which everyone knows, of a play which everyone loved and didn't really need to be, you know, to be remade. And of course, it's interesting because I think I introduced the Lean version on BFI Player not so long ago, so I had watched it within the last year, and it is really good. We won an Oscar for its special effects. This just feels, at very best, you know, it's not terrible, but it's really not good. And certainly when you compare it with previous, you know, the previous screen incarnation of this, it is like, well, why would I do that when actually I can very easily watch the Lean Blithe Spirit, which does everything and more. So, yeah.
Where can I see excuse me, where can I
it's
see
on,
this?
It's on Sky Cinema. And I think actually, you know, that's probably where it belongs. I can't imagine it being a big screen release. It just didn't, it felt like a television movie.